Good morning. Happy Easter. We have a lot to do this morning, so let's go ahead and get started. First of all, we want to welcome everyone. Do we have any first-time visitors this morning? Any first-time visitors?
Behind me.
Okay.
Can you introduce
yourself, please? Oh, boy. I should never raise my hand.
Julie can do it.
Anyone else? If not, again, we want to welcome everyone. As far as announcements go, about three things I'm going to mention. This coming Saturday, April 2nd, is the golf tournament sponsored by the youth. I guess a lot of you, by the way we play, maybe a lot of you have been there. if you can, if you have a team and would like to join, please let Susan know. Second thing is, next Sunday we get to spring forward. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead an hour. CPWM meeting is this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. No, excuse me. Next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Please be sure and fill out the RSVP for this Wednesday night's menu. It is pot roast, so if you plan on attending, please fill out the RSVP. Are there any other announcements that need to be made from the congregation? Okay. Or Louise is going to call you. Anything else? Please be sure and register your attendance on the pads that have been passed out. Prayer requests. Do we have any prayer requests?
Larry,
Bill Simpson?
No.
Jim? Okay. Anyone else?
Friend in California, John Missouri. He's got the radiation.
Okay. Are there others? If not, please pray for those that we have mentioned, those that are on our prayer list. Please continue to pray for our armed forces wherever they may be. If you could just bow your heads for a moment of silence. Amen.
Night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gates began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they'd moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. But the stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone in the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How and where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but what, I didn't know. John believed a miracle, I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him. And when I saw him die, back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything that I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, wouldn't be the same. Suddenly, the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that shone from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, And as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt, my confusion, disappeared in sweet release. Every fear that I'd ever had melted into peace. You know why? It's a resurrection day. He's no longer in the grave, is he?
He's alive! He's alive! He's alive, and I'm forgiven! Heaven's gates are open wide! He's alive! He's alive! He's alive, and I'm forgiven! Heaven's gates are open wide! He's alive! He's alive! He's alive! He's alive! He's alive! My Jesus!
Those high notes at 8:14 in the morning. I appreciate that. Better you than me, because we'd be clearing the church if I did. Thank you. Also, I want to welcome the choir this morning to our 8 o'clock service. This is a treat for those of us that come at 8 o'clock. It's nice to look back and see the choir loft full with our choir members for our 8 o'clock service. Our call to worship this morning is responsive. It is in our bulletin. If you could turn in your bulletins, please. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Christ the Lord is risen. Today we celebrate.
Praise your joy and trust. hallelujah because He's alive. Lord God, we come this morning to thank You that we can say, like Paul, "Where, O death, is Your victory? Where, O death, is Your sting?" Lord, we thank You that Jesus has taken away the victory of death, taken away the sting of death, given us the promise of a resurrected life, that like unto His. And we come today, Lord, singing hallelujah, thanking You and praising You. And Lord God, we pray for You to lead us in this hour. And we pray, O Lord, that as You lead, that we can glorify You, that we can worship in truth and in spirit. And Lord, we have come together in the name of Jesus. Thank You for Him again, we say. And now we pray as He taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And you may be seated.
Come to the time now where we recite the Apostles' Creed. It is page 716 in your hymnal, and it is in unison. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father.
Thanks to God this morning by the giving of our tithes and offerings. Offertory sent us today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Would our ushers come forward at this time?
Thank You for that. Now we just give back small portion of you that you so richly blessed us. We pray that you would bless these tithes and offerings to the furtherment of your kingdom. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Today from Matthew chapter 28 verses 1 through 10. The resurrection. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The word of God for the people of God.
Praise be to God.
Resurrection Day. But today, let us consider the days leading up to the Resurrection Day. You might say it was a week where the worst of days and then the best of days. We know that as we think of the crucifixion, Good Friday, the events that took place on Good Friday, that Friday was not a good day in the life of Jesus. In fact, it had been a bad day, a very bad day. The trouble had started Thursday night. Jesus was arrested, having been betrayed by one of his own, Judas Iscariot. But actually, the pot had been boiling all week, or most all week, or brewing, and brewing rather rapidly. Jesus, after his arrest on Thursday night, was shifted from the Sanhedrin to Governor Pilate, to King Herod, and then back to Governor Pilate. And although he was innocent of any crime or any sin, he was sentenced. Sentenced to death. Pilate finally said, "Do as you please." Or in essence, he said that. And Jesus was led away to be crucified, nailed to the cross, but not before he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And he hung there on the cross, but there were three crosses, and he hung there between two thieves, and he died. And he died praying to God the Father, "Father, forgive them." He prayed for those who were killing him. A bad day. Or anything but a good day. Before sundown, he was taken down from the cross, taken to a tomb. We call it a borrowed tomb because it really belonged to Joseph of Arimathea. He had dug it out for himself. He was placed in the tomb and a stone was rolled across the entrance to seal the tomb. A bad day. A day that looked like Jesus had gone down in defeat. But friends, that was Friday, and Sunday was coming. What a day that was. A much different attitude, a much different atmosphere. A great day, Sunday was. A marvelous day, we might say. I think it's the greatest day in the history of mankind. The day of the resurrection. Very early on that Sunday, the women
bless their hearts, the women came to the tomb. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. As they neared the tomb, there was an earthquake. An angel of the Lord descended from heaven. And this angel came and rolled back the stone from the door of the tomb and sat on it. And he announced to the women that the body of Jesus was not in the tomb, but that he had risen. And reading Matthew, it indicates that he got out of the tomb while the stone was still there. Then the angel invited the women to come and see the place where Jesus lay. And then the angel instructed these women to go and to tell. Go and tell the disciples. And as they went, they met Jesus. Alive. Well. And he instructed them to go and tell. Go and tell the disciples. Go and tell the brethren to meet me in Galilee. Turning to the Gospel of Luke, we find Luke telling us that Peter, when he heard the message, ran to the tomb. Ran to see for himself. Just couldn't believe it. It's hard for us to believe, isn't it? We're no different. John tells us of John being there, the disciple. And reading all the Gospels and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we find that later Jesus met with all of the disciples except Judas, who had killed himself. And that in the next 40 days he was seen by over 500 people. And then he ascended to heaven as the disciples looked on. Jesus, God's Son, the only begotten of the Father, on Friday he paid the price for our sin. Who killed Jesus? Our sin. So we did. But God raised him up to reign forever. And through him, we have forgiveness if we claim it. Eternal life if we accept it. The message is believe. Tell. And rejoice. Now the choir will lead us in a time of sharing the message, inviting us to believe and to rejoice. During the last song of the cantata, you're invited, if you so desire, to make a public response to God's love to you revealed through Jesus Christ. To God be the glory.
excuse me, but this is a combination of some graphics and CD. And unfortunately, the CD comes back on automatically, but a computer doesn't. So if you'll bear with us for just a second while Windows XP is booting up.
Let me take just a moment to invite you all. There are a couple of places in the cantata this morning in which the words are going to be displayed on the wall. And if you would, please sing with us. There are things; these are songs that you're familiar with. We'd love for you to experience this and participate in this worship experience with us. We need you to make it be the most wonderful worship experience possible. So please join us when you see the words up on the screen. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am the way, the truth, the life.
Those were Jesus' exact words. He had gathered his 12 disciples in an upper room for the Passover meal to tell them he was going to leave them soon, when Thomas asked, Lord, where are you going and how will we know the way?
And that's when Jesus said, I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me.
But there were still so many questions. How would he do this?
How could he, one man, usher all mankind into the presence of God? It would be through a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice of himself. The disciples would not understand it then, what Jesus was trying to tell them. But within the next few hours, the world would begin to see him become the way. He took the unleavened bread on the table, divided it, and gave each man a piece. This is my body, he said, that will be broken for you. Then he took the cup and passed it around for each to take a drink. He said, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus told his disciples, "I'm going away. For a while you were grieved for me, but I will send a comforter to bring you the Spirit of truth."
They didn't understand at the time, but before another day had dawned, Jesus was arrested, tried, convicted, beaten, and then sentenced to death by crucifixion.
Some of what he had said was starting to make sense.
He was dying, and so they knew what he meant about going away.
They were beginning to understand the grief, but only comfort they seemed to find was in his loving words, "Father, forgive these who have done this to me."
The Spirit of Truth would one day help them to understand what he was doing. It was God's love demanding sacrifice for his own son.
His lifeless body was taken down from the cross and laid in a borrowed tomb. A large stone was rolled over the entrance.
Behind the stone lay the man called Jesus, who had professed to be God's son,
who had claimed to take away sins,
who had said he would tear down the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. These were the claims that had gotten him executed. Blasphemy had been the charge.
Just before dawn on the third day, something unbelievable happened. The earth around the tomb started to shake.
An earthquake.
The stone that had filled the grave rolled away, and it became clear what he meant by his words, "I am the light."
But Jesus walked out just as he had predicted, fully alive.
Thank you. Because sin has separated us, we cannot get to God on our own. We need the way.
Because our world does not offer us answers, we need the truth.
And because our own sin condemns us, we need life.
Jesus is the way.
The path to Almighty God Himself.
He is the truth.
Unwavering, unchangeable truth. The very Word of God in the flesh.
He is the life.
Abundant life now and in eternity.
you have not yet believed in Jesus, we trust that this service has helped you get one step closer to putting your faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And for you believers, for me as a believer, I believe that you have been brought in to the presence of the living God. Lord, thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Praise be unto you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. we lose power?
Yeah, I've got it on a UPS. Apparently the battery has gone out on my UPS.
But you think you hit a light pole or something?
Well, it's probably a thunderstorm went through.
Okay. I don't think it's us. I think it's them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Very good. Good morning. Good morning. Is it working? Can you hear? Good morning. Good morning. Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, what is it?
Okay. It's almost funny. When it first happened, we thought we had a leak, and it's her breathing apparatus. And if she quits doing that, she dies.
Okay.
And me and